Tina Turner, Bob Linda, big fun coming up at Beacon. Looking pretty good out on the roads this afternoon. There's plenty about, but no word of any real serious delays in Wolverhampton. Watch out for a breakdown at the Snow Hill Ring Road Junction. Take a steady approaching that. Traffic fairly heavy around King's Winford and Stourbridge now. And at present, we've got problems at Russell's Hall, Pensnet, a building up to around Swan Village and Dudley Port. He's here on the Beacon bus, Porky.
I certainly am, yes, Bob. I tell you that the M6 tonight is very, very heavy north and southbound between Junction 7 and Junction 6. That's down Spaghetti Junction. Looking at the M5, we have virtually stationary traffic leaving Ray Hall going up towards Junction 1, that's at West Bromwich. I'm going to have a look at the rest of the motorway system in my next report. This is Porky on his phone out to the airport. Beacon Radio's Eyewitness Travel.
Listen, don't stop picking up people charging them either. I know you. You'd soon make some money on the way back home, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah.
Hey, someone just phoned in, so they saw Porky on the brand new Beacon bus and said, hey, they reminded them just of Errol Flynn.
What, my good looks?
No, dead.
60's greatest memories, Beacon Radio.
With the flu, good afternoon to you. There's a new idea for you, Christmas idea for this year, plastic dandruff. Yeah, for people who wear toupees. Certainly weather shaping up in the next couple of minutes for John Warner at Beacon. Songs coming up from Tina Turner's an album track from Phil Collins, the memories from Herman's Hermits, and also a latest hit from Sydney Youngblood. How do you fancy winning the Great Balls of Fire soundtrack album with Martin Perry in the morning, the mystery voice? Have you cracked that mystery voice yet? But you haven't. Have a listen tomorrow with the Breakfast Boys. And the hits of the 80s as well, and the school calls Linda Ronstadt. Myatt and Perry, what a fine combination. Ian Perry made the party swing last night. He wasn't there.
You see, there's only one Mary Hill Centre on the A4036 at Briley Hill.
Did you get the question about 15 minutes ago? We'll find out the answer with John Warren in just a moment. Why are guns fired at military funerals? Half past five, Andrew Yugin.
Well, in our 6 o'clock bulletin, why ambulance union leaders are calling for an end to their pay dispute before Christmas. Britain's war widows win their campaign for better pensions. A child molester has been jailed for 10 years at Stafford Crown Court, but a Birmingham man who killed a 45-year-old Smethwick woman is put on probation. Police praise the bravery of a middle-aged couple from Bilston who fought off armed raiders, one dressed as a vicar. In fact, both of them were dressed as vicars. Interesting story, find out at 6. And why a new steel mill opened in West Bromwich today could create jobs well into the next century. Well, as you might gather, I'll have details on all those stories at 6 o'clock. But first, with a look at the weather for our area, here's Beacon weatherman John Warner.
Thank you, Andrew. Well, there is a change on the way now. Rain has reached the southwest of England and the south of Ireland and just coming into southwest Wales, and it's accompanied by fresh to strong southeasterly winds. But just at first in the West Midlands this evening, there will be a slight frost, could even be one or two fog patches, but the wind will soon clear these away and rain will spread from the south soon after midnight. For a time, this rain could turn to snow, but should be back again as rain by dawn. Lowest temperature, -130. So rain at first tomorrow morning, clearer with some sunshine for the afternoon. Becoming quite mild then, with a top temperature of 9 or 10, 48 to 50. And the outlook for the rest of the week is periods of rain, but it will be milder. That's it, Bob.
Okie dokie, Mr. Warner. Monday afternoon. Here we go then. Why are guns fired at military funerals?
Well, it's nothing to do with commemorating the death of James II of Scotland, is it? Because he was killed by artillery.
Was he really?
Well, he tried to fire something off and it sort of misfired and got him in.
Isn't this radio station educational, John, eh?
I don't suppose it was.
The answer, it's a pagan custom to frighten away evil spirits. There you are, now we all know. Right. Some clever dick just phoned me up, John, and said it had to send you off with a bang. Never mind. Thank you, John.
Bye.
Back with Martin Perry in the morning on the Breakfast Crew. Porky.
Yeah. Traffic now coming out of Walsall on that 454 down towards Junction 10 of the M6 there. I've come in towards Willen Hall area. Quite a bit of traffic now coming in towards Willen Hall itself, especially on that 454 at Shepwell Green. I'm on the Lees at the moment and there's no major problems here. I'm going to head on in towards Wolverhampton for my fire report. This is Porky on the poser phone out to the road for Beacon
Radio. On the Beacon bus! On the Beacon bus, yes!
Yes.
Even though Porky is so fat, we have rumour that you've been recently offered a part in the school Christmas play. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Guess what part? The Three Wise Men.
I've got wise.
You said it, pal. Beacon, it's Sydney Youngblood.
Beacon Radio.
Linda Ronstadt of Beacon, our final bit of comedy shop now from Three of a Kind. Dudley's very own Lenny Henry. I'm off to see Alexander O'Neill now. Have a good night yourself. The albums are next with Tony Paul at Beacon.
Serving the West Midlands.
Beacon Radio.